can you get to know your kids better outside your homeschool classroom? Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty and even blistered. Host Mike Smith shares fun and practical ideas on today's Homeschool Heartbeat.
For many of us, the school year is ending, and it's time to transition into the vacation mode. After spending so much energy making sure that learning happens, we may have forgotten by now that our children have hopes and dreams that don't make it into their essays and book reports. There's nothing like a shared activity to strengthen family bonds. So dust off that tennis racket, brush the cobwebs off that rake, and begin discovering your children's thoughts and aspirations in a totally school-free setting. Summer is a great time to get in shape, so make a point to exercise together. If you know how to play tennis, teach your children at the local rec center. Or if your son or daughter finds competition motivating, train for a 5K run together. If your children like to soak in the scenery, find a guidebook to local biking or hiking trails. Another idea is to introduce your children to various hobbies. You might take the children fishing or teach them how to make a family recipe. Maybe you would have fun letting the children help you plan and plant a vegetable garden. Field trips are another great summer activity. Pick a day to explore local museums or historic sites. Afterwards, ask the children what they enjoyed most about your day. Listen closely. Their answers might not be what you expected. Shared activities are a great place to start on the road to getting to know your children better. But if you really want to dig deeper, set aside time to sit down with your children and discover what their interests are, both academic and otherwise. The first step is to just listen to what your children have to say. Then brainstorm practical ways for them to pursue the things they're passionate about. If your daughter enjoyed physics this last year, she could enroll in a community college course or homeschool co-op to pursue that interest further. If your son hates classical guitar but loves singing, why not let him take voice lessons instead? If you have high schoolers, it's especially important to start zeroing in on their strengths so they can discover if they love a subject or a vocation as much as they think they will. If your son is considering medicine as a potential career, see if he can volunteer at a local hospital so he'll get a taste of what medicine is really like. Even if your daughter's enthusiasm lies in an unlikely direction, such as studying cloud formations, find ways to help her develop this hobby. Who knows? One day, she could be a meteorologist. All children want alone time with mom and dad. When dad is working full-time and mom is the homemaker and teacher for several children, it's hard to see where to squeeze in one-on-one bonding time. But maybe that's because we approach things from the wrong perspective. Time together doesn't have to be a manicure appointment or a weekend fishing trip. In the end, it's not what you do that matters so much as how intentional you are about being together with each of your children. For a child, even the chance to run errands with mom or dad is a significant event if it's just the two of you. The outing becomes extra special if you have a moment to stop for coffee or ice cream or browse together at a bookstore. You might be surprised at the deep conversations you can have even on the way home from the grocery store. Life goes to warp speed as children grow up. By experiencing and discussing life together now while your children are young, you'll have a stronger foundation for your relationship once your children get older. No matter what stage of homeschooling you find yourself in, it's always the right time to invest in the lives of your children. Just taking a few minutes out of your day to spend time with your son or daughter could mean the world to a child's love-hungry heart. Next time, we'll talk about how to cultivate an environment that promotes good conversation. So how do you provide a relaxed atmosphere where you can draw breath from the day's busyness and where your children can just chat with you? One idea is to set aside a part of each afternoon to pause and reflect together on the day. Turn on some soothing music, pull out the cookies, put the kettle on, and let the conversation begin. You might discuss the day's little events, a poem your daughter found intriguing, or the rising price of fuel. Regardless, it's critical to give your children a space to make their voices heard on subjects they consider interesting or significant. Take the time to listen to your child's complete thought before you jump in with corrections or questions. Once children have learned to articulate ideas in a non-threatening environment, they'll have the confidence to express themselves in more difficult situations. Traditions such as afternoon coffee or Sunday brunch can anchor your family's relationship. When your children encounter surprising news, discover a new life goal, or run across an interesting passage of literature, they'll know that they have a reliable audience waiting for them, along with the milk and the cookies. And when bigger life issues come up, your children are more likely to feel comfortable broaching those topics with you if they have a familiar, non-threatening environment in which to do so. Rome wasn't built in a day, and getting to know your children won't happen overnight. When you do get to the place where they're willing to share their interests with you, you might be surprised. If you aren't thrilled that your son wants to attend culinary school, or your daughter wants to become an artist, suggest other options, but don't let your preferences come first. It's helpful to remember that our interest and our children's interest are not synonymous. Dad may love construction, but Johnny may prefer journalism. As parents, we provide guidance and constructive criticism, but in the end, we have to trust that God will guide them in the way they should go. Also, each child discovers his or her talents at a different time. Anne may have known since age 3 that she wants to be a nurse, but George might not have a clue at age 16. This doesn't mean he's a failure. While you don't want to promote laziness or complacency, encourage your children to pursue something they feel called to do, not simply the first opportunity that comes around. Trusting God with your children's future can be incredibly difficult, but that's part of a parent's job description. Just remember, your example of faith is the best way to help your children trust God with their own lives. And that's a lesson that is often learned most effectively outside the classroom. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith.
Do you want to help your kids break out of the academic box? Are you looking for ways to get them involved in the community? Our Beyond Academics at Home event package could give you the ideas you're looking for. Visit homeschoolheartbeat.com to learn more. That's homeschoolheartbeat.com. And if you'd like to receive Homeschool Heartbeat's daily email transcript, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.